I want to discuss Tainus Esther, which is really sui generis. It's a unique day in halacha, in its role in terms of Purim, and certainly is contrasted with other Tanios. And so first order of business is to try to define, you know, what the source of Tainus Esther is. And then hopefully, you know, once we know its source, we could better understand, as is always the case, when one knows the Makor, you know, one has a better, you know, a chance at least of trying to discern what the nature of the Tainus really is. And just as the source is very distinctive, we'll see that the nature of the Tainus and its interaction with Purim in general, you know, is really remarkable. And the whole idea of, you know, a Tainus sort of integrating itself into, it's not a formal yantif, it could have been, but as the Gemara Megillah famously says, yantif lo kiblu alayhu, right? Mordechai wanted it to be a yantif, simcha umishtav yantif, right? As the Pasuk says, but in the end, right, it wasn't a yantif. Yantif lo kiblu alayhu, that would have required, you know, broader ratification. So the contribution to the Zman of Purim, it's certainly a, you know, Bizman Ehem, it's certainly a Zman, we'll see is also very, very important. V'tomer Esther la'shiva Mordechai, Leich kenosis kol ha'yudim ha'nimtzeim b'shushan, v'tzumu alai, v'al tochlu v'al tishtu shloshes yamim laila v'ayom, gam ani ben arosai atzum kein, v'v'chein avol ha'melech asher lo chadas, v'chasher avadati avadati, v'yavar Mordechai v'yas kechol asher tzivsa alav Esther. Leisman de Palig, that this is the critical moment, this is the turning point of the Megillah, where Esther recognizes that silence is not an option, that she has to do something, kiim hachareish tacharishi bo'es hazos, and that something is kenos, as kol ha'yehudim, something we'll discuss at great length. Esther, of course, declares, you know, shlosha semim laila v'ayom. This is an intensive experience, not just a single day of Tanis, but shloshes yamim, all of the comparisons, and they are valid and they are vast, you know, between Purim and Kabbalah Satorah, the idea of shloshes yamei Hagbalah, kimu v'kiblu, right? We can appreciate a lot of those ideas, and their, you know, sources are really rooted very much in this experience. Gaman even Arosaya Tzumkein, it wasn't like Esther was asking, you know, the people to do something she wasn't willing to do herself and her immediate surroundings. So we understand that in the context of Megillas Esther, Hatzalas Yisrael is catalyzed and driven by a Tainus, and not just, again, a single day, but 3 days, a remarkable Tainus. Yom Kippur is a day, Tainus Midor Raisa. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Taniyos Parakei, the beginning, Yesham Yamim Shekol Yisrael Misanim Bahem, right, that interesting formulation, Kol Yisrael, not an accident. Mipnei Atzara Sheiru Bahen Kedei La'ora Levavos Levtewach Darche Atshuva, this is a big chiddush of the Rambam, V'yizet Zikaron Lema'asenu Harayim Ma'aseh Avosenu Shaiya Kema'asenu Ata, Ad Shigaram Lahem V'lanu Osan Hatzaros, let's recall that word, Osan Hatzaros, Shebizichron, please remember that word as well. Dvarim elu nashuv lehetiv shenemar v'hisvadu es avunam v'es avon avosam. So for the Rambam, Tainus is really midin tshuva. And that's itself an extremely important insight into the Megillah. It's not just v'tzumu alai, al tochlu v'al tishtu. It's not just refraining from eating and drinking, but the idea, of course, is rooted in Yom Kippur itself, right? A Tainus, which is the ultimate day of tshuva. That's really significant. V'arba yimei atzom v'soelu arein v'furashin b'kabbalah tzom ha-revi, v'tzom ha-chamishi, tzom ha-shvi, v'tzom ha-siri. Tzom ha-revi is a shiva asar b'tamuz, shu b'chodesh ha-revi, tzom ha-chamishi is a tishbav, shu b'chodesh ha-chamishi. Tzom ha-shvi is a shlosha b'tishrei, shu b'chodesh ha-shvi, tzom ha-siri is a asar b'teve, shu b'chodesh ha-siri. V'nohagu kol Yisrael, there's that expression again, the entire Jewish people, but not because it's mefurash b'divrei Kabbalah, not based on an explicit pasuk in Zechariah and anywhere else, but midin minhag, Bizman emelu isanus bishlosha asar ba'adar zecher latanis sheis anu bimei haman shenemar divrei hatzomos vizaakasam. The Rambam is utilizing that pasuk. Vimchal shlosha asar ba'adar lios b'shabes makdimin umisanin b'chamishi shu echad asar, which is really a critical halacha. It's not just a detail, as we'll see. Avol echad mirabas yimei atzomo shechalios b'shabes dochino selachar shabes chalios b'erev shabes misanin b'erev shabes. The only time that can happen is obviously when Avi. What's the only time is that falls out on Friday? Sariel, go ahead. V'chol atzomo so'elu ein masrin v'lo mispalin b'hen tulas ne'ila v'al korin b'torah shachar semincha yichal Moshe. The Rambam, Kedarko Bakodesh, always straight to the point, right, chose this halacha, even though you could have, you know, theoretically, you know, if it were me, let's say, I would have started right after, you know, presenting Tainus Esther, I would say, that seems like a more basic din to me than the question of Shabbos. But the Rambam is obviously trying to tell us something foundational by immediately pivoting to the question of Shabbos. Why is it that all of the other Taniyos, this happens all the time, it feels like it's every summer, right? You know, where Shivas, Arbitambas, and Tisha B'Av are Nidcha to Sunday, right? Why is that? What's the principle referred to? Excellent. We don't move up Puranos, right? A day of Puranos, a day where we remember, right, you know, terrible suffering, etc. Like on all these days, right? What the Rambam referred to as Hatsaro She'iru Bahen. And yet, we move up Tainus Esther. So, David, since you hit the nail on the head, what's the implication of this? Exactly. Tainus Esther is not Midin Puranas. Yeah. Tainus Shel Simcha. Now that itself is like a very, you know, challenging, for the Rambam would be a very challenging definition, right? Because for the Rambam, it's, you know, Hatsaro She'iru Bahen, right? Kedei La'ori Levavos Levtoach Darchei Tshuva. And that clearly includes, you know, Tainus Esther. It's just a different source. It's not Divrei Kabbalah. So for the Rambam, it doesn't seem like it's, you know, Simcha, but it does have an interaction with Simcha. And that's a very important point that we have to develop. So the Psukim, the Rambam had, you know, alluded to this. V'atichtov Esther HaMalka Bas Avichal Mordechai Yudi Eskol Tokef L'kayim Igeres HaPurim Hazos HaShenis. Vayishlach tzvorim al kol yudim al sheva v'yashrim v'yam dina malchus achashverosh divrei shalom v'emes. L'kayim es yimei apurim ho'ela bizmanehem kasher kiyam alehem Mordechai Yehudi v'Esther Hamalka. They want Purim to be established. V'chasher kimo al nafsham v'al zaram divrei hatzomos v'za'akasam. Umamar Esther kiyam divrei apurim hoela v'nechtav basefer. Really was Esther's involvement, we call it in the end Megillas Esther, that got this, you know, over the hump, as it were. Klal Yisrael needed to be scared into it, which is itself a discussion. So the Ibn Ezra writes, divrei shalom shelo yifachadu bavur sha'azvu mitzvas purim. They were scared. Maybe Esther would crack down on them. That itself is a part of a huge story, which is for a different time. Od chazon lamoed. Ve'emes, sheim chayavin lishmor apurim kashir kibul al nafsham, ve'ed al zeh perush, shu emes, u'ma'amar ester, kiyam divrei apurim, v'ne'li niskayim al-yad mordechai levado, at shekosva ester, v'tam, kimul nafsham ve'al zeran divrei tzomos, al-das rabim, al-yom tainis ester. Right? That this is a reference to tainis ester. Right, that it's a reference to those 3 days. V'chol Yisrael ruin lisanos kein tamid. That's when we should really fast. Ulefi da'ati shechamenu zal kavu atainis yom ha-pachad, the day of pachad. Yud Gimel Adar, the day that was destined to be the ultimate pogrom. V'tam divrei atzomos Al Nizkarim is Sefer Zechariah. So the right way, the Ibn Ezra says, to interpret the Pasuk, right, in contrast to the Rambam, Shehein b'tamuz v'av v'tishri v'teves v'tam ki kimo Yehudim al nafsham nismach v'mei apurim. Kasher kimo al nafsham v'al zaram nisanus v'mei evlam kasher huvkoyer v'nisraf habayis. Ken avi lo tzivam she'isanu kasher afarish mekoma v'nachli chayavim shalo nasi gavul rishonim. That this was a grassroots kind of a thing. Fascinating. It's rooted in Divrei Kabbalah. The Zechariah references it, but it really came, the Ibn Ezra says, from Klal Yisrael. Kasher kimu al nafsham. They did it to themselves. Val zaram divrei atzomos v'zakasam. So the way the Ibn Ezra wants to learn the Pesukim, very differently than the Rambam says, divrei atzomos v'zakasam is a reference to exactly what the Ibn Ezra says it's not. Namely, the fact that they experienced a 72-hour tinus leading up to, you know, the Hatzalah. The Ibn Ezra is obviously saying that this was the basis. You know, Mordechai and Esther, but primarily Esther, is making the appeal. She's saying, look, just like you can take on days of mourning and fasting, you can take on, you know, days of joy, right? Yimei HaPurim. So that establishes a really fascinating idea. Chasher kimul nafsham ve'al zaram divrei atzomos v'za'akasa. So again, according to the Rambam, we're really operating midin minhag when it comes to Tainus Esther, as he explained, and probably, you know, the best indication that we're really dealing with a minhag is the fact that it's not even on, so to speak, the right days. According to the Ibn Ezra, Chachamenu kavu ha-tainus yom ha-pachad. It came right from Chazal. They established it. And there's a third perspective, which is the perspective of the Shi'ultos, and it happens to be endorsed by Rabbeinu Tam, based on a Gemara towards the very, very beginning of Masechet Megillah. It's obvious that within certain configurations, you should be able to read the Megillah on the 13th of Adar. After all, it's a Zman Kihila. That already is a very profound insight, and I really would like to come back to that, time permitting, that, oh, if it's a Zman Kihila, for sure, it's like apropos for Megillah. Rashi says, what's Zman Kihila? Hakol nikalu li nake menot vehim, ben b'shushan ben b'shar mekomos, kamo shechasu ba'sefer. Hilkach lo tzorech kar l'ribuye she roi l'kriya di'ikar hanes bo haya. That was the major miracle. So the Shiltos didn't like this. Avaltainis ben krachim ben krafim ben ayaros kulan misani b'shlosha sarpa'adad amar shmuel bar yitzchak shlosha sar zman kila lakoli shenemar shar yehudim asher b'nos ha-melech nikalu v'amor al nafsham b'yom shlosha asar l'chodesh adar mai kihila yom tainis. So he says no. Wow. The She'iltos tells us that when the Gemara refers to Zman Kihila Lakolhi, that's not a reference to the fact that the Jews historically fought the war on that day, but what's it a reference to? Tainus Esther. That is extraordinary. Both in terms of saying, there's actually a source in the Bavli for Tainus Esther. It's not purely Midin Minhag. But also, as we'll see, what does it tell us about the very nature of the Tainus? Right? Because after all, the Gemara is saying, yeah, Ariel?
Part of the Tainus that everyone's going together.
Very. Leich Kenos is Kol HaYehudim. It's the ultimate Yom Kenisa. And I think that's going to be critical, but it also gives you like a foundational insight into the very nature of Megillas Esther, right? Because we're saying, oh, what could be a better time to read Megillas Esther than a day of Tainus? Wow. Whatever happened to Kriyasa Zohalila? That seems like a very different theme. And it is. Rabbeinu Tam picked up on this point. Rabbeinu Tam hikshel chol perushim kein havelu lomer bizman becham lakoli v'lav kushi delish the kranaka tachsev nikalu ve'amod al nafsham. The Ran's not so bothered. Aval huzal pirish zman kilo lakoli shayu misan kulan biyom ha'melchama shikach hiskimu lios misanim b'shlosh asar mivneim shem hayu omdim al nafsham. You know, if your life is at stake, right? Interestingly, the halacha is, of course, that if you're really going to war, you break your fast, so you have koach la milchama. But v'chein matzah b'sholtos to Rav Achai shikasim lashon hazeh v'shlosha asar asu tanios v'mordechai v'ester v'fisha kol nikalu lamar al nafshem v'yutzrichin rachamin v'chein matzino v'mesha shasa tanios tainis shenilcham v'amalek v'dashin v'asach v'tainis v'osha aron v'chur mikala tanis shibor shetzarech shlosha v'perish zeh yesh lor esmach l'tanis shlosha asar shenogin b'chol makom v'lor matzino lo remes. So Rabbeinu Tam wants to take it much further. And Rabbeinu Tam wants to suggest, right, that it's not just like the Rambam, midin minhag, and it's not just, you know, the idea of the Tanios of Yimei, Mordechai, Ve'ester, being those 3 days, but he really likes the idea, based on the Shiltos, that Tainis Esther itself was rooted in the experience of fasting, bo bayo, b'shas milchama. That is to say, that Tainis Esther is forever branded as a day, as we saw, not of Puranos, but of the sword, you know, being pressed on our neck. There's a difference between Tisha B'Av or Shiva Asar B'Tambos. Remember bad things that happened. Therefore, we can't advance it. We always have to push it back. And Tainis Esther, where we're not remembering something bad that happened, but we're remembering something bad that almost happened. And Ariel, therein lies the great complexity of Tainis Esther. Because in that statement itself, in that very statement of something bad that didn't happen, two perspectives, both equally valid, maintain. What are those two perspectives? Micah? What was the last part of your comment? If something bad doesn't happen, what's one response that we have in halacha? Feirush Gemara, the Gemara in Psachim, talks about, right, called Sara Shalo Sabal Al Tzibor, what do we have to do? An averted catastrophe? Exactly. There's a din halal. Me'idach, Shimon, what also emerges? If you're remembering something really awful, such as the annihilation of the Jewish people, that, let's put it slightly differently, didn't happen, or almost happened, what then becomes a natural response?
Death.
Yeah. Dehainu, that the She'iltos / Rabbeinu Tam are developing an extraordinary perspective. Tainis Esther, the Yom Knisa, in its very essence, connotes a dialectic. On the one hand, a perfect time to read the Megillah, which itself has been described as a form of Hallel, and at the same time, a perfect time to be fasting. It's not Puranos. You're allowed to move it up. It's Puranos averted. And that requires a lot of thought. Like I said, there's no other day like it. It's a day of holding different kinds of emotions together. different kinds of even emotional extremes together. And it's built into the very essence of the day. It's like Eliana said to me this morning, you know, she said, it's so strange that we have Tainus Esther. We know that there was an ace. Like, why are we still fasting? I told her, that's the question. That's the question that opens up everything that we know and that we think. All of our kavanos on Tainus Esther. That's what makes it completely distinctive than Tisha B'Av. Had the Beis HaMikdash not been destroyed, there would be no Tisha B'Av. So what is that? What's the nature of that? Okay. So let's try. Let's try. So this Medrash, going back to those really essential psukim. V'tomer Esther l'ashiva Mordechai. Amr lo leich chinoses kol ha-yehudim ha-nimtzim b'shushan v'tzumu alai. V'al tochlu v'al tishtu shloshes yamim elu hein. Shlosha asar v'yudalad tesvav nisan. Shalach la v'arei bahem yom rishon shal Pesach. Yantif. So Yantif is incompatible with Hesped, with Tainus. Amr lo, so he responded to him in the most forceful terms. Zaken should be Yisrael, the Gadol Hador. Lama hu Pesach, or maybe Lama hu Pesach. If Klal Yisrael is facing destruction, this is not the time to be worried about Pesach. Wow, this is a reversal, right? It was Mordechai who wanted to be Mizari's Esther, and now she's. That's remarkable. Miyad, Shama Mordechai, Vahoda Lidvara, Hoda Dechsiv, Vayavor Mordechai, Vayas, Kechol Shirtsiv, Salab Esther. Masa Mordechai. Kibetza Satinokos, Viina Osa Milachem, right, the language of Yom Kippur of Inoy, Umayim Vilbishan Sak, Vilshivim Be'efer, Vayutsoakin, Bochen, Vaoskin, Vatora, Chuva. Intensity of her tshuva. Vatispalol vatomer Hashem Elokei Yisrael asher mashalti mekedem bovorasas haolam azorna amascha. Asher nisharati yisoma bli'av vo'em, u'mishul aniyah sho'elas mi'bayis l'bayis, ken anochi sho'elas rachamecha mechalon l'chalon v'esach ha'shverosh, heart-rending, v'ata Hashem etzlichana la'amascha aniyah hazos, v'hitzila tzon marisecha min ha'ovim ho'elu, asher kamu aleinu ki'en l'cha matzor l'oshia b'rav o'bima'at, you hold the cards, Viata, this is to me the most moving line of all. Avi Yisomim. Her whole life she was an orphan. Amodna liyamin hayisoma hazos, asher bechastecha batcha, utnaosi lerachamim lifnei ha'ish hazeh ki yiresiv. She's not talking about Haman. Vishbileu lefanai ki ata mashbil geyim. So the Medrash gives us a sense of the intensity of the moment for Klal Yisrael as a whole, to be sure. But like the name of the day itself, Tainus Esther. It's Esther's intensity that defines Tainus Esther Ladore Doros. Esther was the one, the Medrash, that told Mordechai, don't you understand what you told me? You told me that there's the prospect of total annihilation. What are you talking about, Pesach? She grasped it more deeply than he did. And whereas everybody, you know, fasted and davened, right? The Medrash gives us a window into the intensity of her experience. It's a tainus that's defined. My tainus Esther. The way that she experienced it. So far from any potential Yeshua. I don't think it's trivial. If we're thinking about the source of the tainus, I don't think it's trivial whether or not we think about it as being rooted in what Rabbeinu Tam thought based on the Shiltos, the Yud Gimel, the Bo Bayom, the Zman Milchama, or Esther's own personal experience, like the Rambam. I mean, I think there are different things you could take from each one. I think it's a very important question. And so what about today? As Eliana was asking. So what do we think about that? So I'd like to introduce a couple of perspectives. And some of this is, you know, my own, and some of this, as you'll see, is part of the Rav's contribution, though I take full responsibility for any of my own formulations, of course. And then certainly the messaging. What is the nature of today's tainus? Rabba Amar, one of the three answers. Bishlama Hasam, Halu Avde Hashem, Velo Avde Paro. Hacha, Halu Avde Hashem, Velo Avde Achashverosh, Akate Avde Achashverosh Anon. One of the three svaros that Chazal presents with respect to why there's no typical hallel, either.
After this period, at the end of school today, everybody should be.
So either Kriyasa Zohalila, or the Neisha B'chutz Laretz, or what Rava is saying. In the interest of time, because I had to go and she had to get ready for the bus, this is how I answered this morning. And I think it is a very important piece of the puzzle, if not the whole puzzle. The Tainus Esther isn't a day of Puranos. It's a day of Puranos averted. But the question as to whether it's really appropriate for a hallel or not has a lot to do with whether or not that aversion is momentary or permanent. And Rava's perspective was, if the paradigm of hallel is Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayar Yisrael Mitzrayim Meis Al Svas Hayom, it was complete. Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. Klal Yisrael faced the prospect of very real destruction. Not because of Haman. Haman was gone. Big deal. Achashverosh was the heart of the problem. And a person who knows anything about the Megillah knows that very clearly. It was his choice. In which case, part of Tanis Esther, a critical part of Tanis Esther, is the idea of the vulnerability of Am Yisrael. Did that just disappear? Absolutely not. in no shape or form. And since it's not a day of pur anus, but it's a day of pur anus averted, the prospect of those pur anus returning is mechayev atainus. Sadly, for us, the prospect of annihilation of Klal Yisrael wasn't a Persian phenomenon some 2.5 millennia ago. Bechol dor vador omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. Tainus Esther is the day which captures that aspect of the Jewish historical experience. And as we noted before, it's so striking, according to the interpretations of the Shiltos and Rabbeinu Tam, that, oh, this makes it a perfect time for Kriyas HaMegillah. Like, how do we make sense of that? Is that Megillah Midin Halal? Shimon was suggesting. So Shimon, take a look. Why don't you read for us the Gemara Megillah Daf Dalad? This is a Gemara that the Rav, Kedarko Bakodesh, just, I don't think that anybody who ever learns this Gemara post the Rav can learn it the same way, personally. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So amazing. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi has a statement that a person has to be kore the Megillah b'layla. You have to read the Megillah at night and lishnos b'yom. Okay, and it's based on a pasuk of Elohai, Ekra Yomam, V'lo Sana, V'layla, V'lo Dom Yali. I call by day, and my prayers go unanswered. And the night time, I cannot remain silent. I know no peace, by day or by night. So the thinking was to read the Megillah at night, and then to learn the Halachos by day. Right? Because why in the world would you ever read something twice? We don't ever do that. So Amar Lu Rabbi Yirmiya. Oh. So what was the conclusion? That it's not really just to read the Megillah once, but Shimon, what do? And what's the nature of that dual reading? Go ahead, Eitan. Right, but in terms of the pasuk, like what is it? It's midin.
It's never, like the creation of stuff.
Hallel, right. Zemer. Hallel. Sukkah de Zimra is referred to by the Gemara and Shabbos as a form of Hallel. Right. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Teisi Li, Yechalki Begom and Hallel Bechol Yom. So we're talking about Harizim Echari from Megadif, the Sukkah de Zimra. So you have two radically different sources for Mikra Megillah. One of them is about crying out to God plaintively and feeling a total sense of Hester Panim, and the other is Hallel. Isn't that paradoxical? Oxymoronic? And the answer is absolutely not. But only if you understand this duality. And that's what the Rav said. That the dual reading of the Megillah connotes the dual experience of Purim. On the one hand, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan, a day when Jewish vulnerability is on full display. Esther's plaintive cry, the Avi Yisomim. We haven't extracted ourselves from that reality, v'ad hayom azen, ad v'ad bichlal. And me'idach gisa, the need to sing Shira and Hallel, l'mani zamercha chavod lo yidom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated our deliverance, like Hudim, I saw Orev Simcha V'Sason V'Kar. How can you possibly satisfy both of those dimensions? We'll read it twice. I'm not sure if the Rav added this last piece, but I think it's clear, and he can't imagine it didn't occur to him, but that's goof of the difference between the reading at night and the reading during the day. The reading during the day, the Gemara establishes based on the Pasuk of Hallel. Right? We always say, the Ikar Simcha B'Yom. Can you make the Seud at night? No. Shalach Manos at night? No. The Yom is the Yom Simcha. The night is attached to the Tainus. That's why we're so makbid to fast, even though it's a bit of a tircha, through the finishing of the Megillah. Why? Because that's part of a kiyum in the Megillah. That's what we said. The Megillah, obviously, you could read on the 13th. It's a Yom Tainus. So, in the end, I don't think that's Midin Hallel. I think that's Midin Tainus. The vulnerability of Klal Yisrael is the experience that we need to have today. It's not poor on us per se. That's always retrospective. It's the idea of uncertainty, vulnerability, that life can change in an instant. And anybody who's experienced this in their own lives, how something you thought was there, was stable, was immutable, and then all of a sudden, it's like the ceiling collapses on you, or if you prefer, the floor is just pulled out from underneath you and you're careening. That inner experience is the experience of Tainus Esther. Vatischalchal hamalka me'od. Klal Yisrael wanted to imagine that they were safe and secure in the Persian Empire. They had had friends in high places, Daniel. But it wasn't so. It's so interesting to me. Who's the one, according to Chazal, who's mediating this conversation? Vatomer Esther lahatach. So Daniel, shechatcha migdulaso. Can't rely on that anymore. They thought they were integrated. And then they weren't. And it all happened very quickly. Va'ir Shushan Navocha. The sense of bewilderment. That's what that word means. Nivuchim heim ba'aretz, sagara lehem hamidbar. The Jews are lost, not geographical. And what's the antidote? What did Esther intuit was necessary? On a day which is a day all about our sense of vulnerability, that until that day, you know, when the geula is complete, and tipeach ruchan shamachash v'kitzin, I don't care how many people tell you that they know, and this is it, nobody does. But until that day, when Jewish vulnerability is a reality, what is the sine qua non? How can we deal with those challenges? And the answer, in as much as it's no chiddush, it's that important. And it's five words. And it was true then. And it's true today. Lech kenos es kol ha-yehudim. The only way that we can manage, the only hope of successfully contending with profound vulnerability is achdus. And Esther, to her enormous credit, you know, sometimes, Shimon, in life, we figure things out because we saw Rashi, or Tosfos, or Rambam, or Ravid. Sometimes in life, there's, and mostly it's on Nashim, that's the truth, Bina Yaseir Banashim, there's a kind of an intuition. Esther intuited that that was the necessary, the sine qua non. Without that, there was nothing. And as we've discussed many times in the past, yes, it's true, part of it was a response to Haman's charge that Klal Yisrael was an Am Mifuzar, Mifurad, Bein Ha'amim, that there was Peirud, there was Machlokas. And part of it transcends that. We have to be extremely wary of hyperbolic statements for two reasons. Hyperbolic statements are undesirable because, number one, they're intrinsically flawed. They obfuscate emes by exaggerating. Of equal importance, hyperbolic statements are objectionable in so much as they escalate situations. Instead of saying somebody is making an error in judgment, to say that somebody is a traitor can escalate a situation. It engenders an equal and opposite reaction. So today is a day for care, if it's really the ultimate day of Achdus, to avoid hyperbolic, exaggerated rhetoric. Ve'af al pichein, and with that awareness, I will tell you that in my lifetime, including the period of disengagement, which was a very fraught time, 2005, which is certainly before you're old enough to remember, Klal Yisrael has never been more divided. Those who follow, and we all should, Tzion hi Doreshin La, Michal Devaya Drisha, shouldn't spend all day on this, but a few minutes just to be aware, know that there's, again, with an awareness of how dangerous hyperbolic language can be, there's a crisis in Eretz Yisrael. There's plenty of blame to go around, and that's certainly not constructive. So that's not what we're here to discuss. But a reality in which the very viability of what I refer to as the golden opportunity. To me, in my Hashkafas HaOlam, that's what Shivat Zion represents. An enormous opportunity. There are those who are willing to take a Shavua D'Oraisa that it's Geula, or the beginning of it. There are those who are willing to take a Shavua D'Oraisa that it certainly isn't Geula. I'm willing to take a Shavua D'Oraisa that nobody knows. But it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity at many levels. The opportunity of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael itself is very significant. The opportunity to make Tzion the Torah center of the world is another layer of significance. Kimi Tzion Tetzei Torah Devarnei Yerushalayim. The idea of projecting Jewish values for the whole world, which is part of our national mission, Or LaGoyim Neis LaAmim, those values, of course, being Rachmanim Baishanim Gomlei Chasadim, happened not long ago, right? The terrible earthquake. The idea of Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzalam Elokim. It's important for all of these reasons. And yes, I believe that if we take the opportunity, it can lead to the most remarkable things. But there's absolutely one thing which is clear. That if we can't figure out in our generation of Lech Kenosis Kol Yehudim, it's going to fall apart. And in my lifetime, this is the closest things have gotten. There's now a full-blown crisis of whether Chayalim, I'm not blaming them, this is not my point, will report for reserve duty. Nobody here needs to be reminded that B'derech HaTeva, as the Ramban explains, there are three elements to Jewish security. Going back to Yaakov Avinu, Tefillah, Doron, and Melchama. Klal Yisrael will not be in a position to, and we have no shortage of enemies who are watching this very carefully, to protect the greatest number of Jews that are living in Eretz Yisrael in thousands of years under these conditions. When you have the Prime Minister, whatever your view is of him, getting up and saying that we have a crisis endangering the existence of the state on a day that was Hukba al-Ladoros, that was established to be a day of intense reflection on Jewish vulnerability, one doesn't need to be a darshan of the quality of the Rav to make the connection. It's there, staring us in the face. And the issue is exactly the same. Are we going to be an Am Mefuzar Mefurad? Or when faced with very significant challenges, Kenosis Kol HaYehudim, can we figure out, apropos our Limud this year, Kol Bezdin Osa Pshara Tamid Hareza Meshubach, compromise? These aren't new ideas. Machlokas is baked into the very nature of human existence. It's not a misunderstanding. People will perceive things differently. And so compromise is essential. As we know, tzedek tzedek tirdof, sometimes in the context of Bezdin, and sometimes outside of the context of Bezdin. This is one of those situations. And in that respect, I'd like to just conclude by reflecting on the conclusion of the Rambam Tilchos Megillah. The Rambam writes, "V'afal pi shekol zichron hatzaros yivutal." Remember that term for the Rambam, zichron hatzaros, right? Zichron hatzaros, he affiliated with Tanios. Right? Mibnei hatzaros she'iru bahem. What an unusual expression. How is the Rambam defining Yimei HaPurim? Says all the other zichron hatzaros will be null and void, but you know what's going to remain with us? Yimei HaPurim. V'yimei HaPurim ho'ela lo yavru mitoch hayhudim v'zichram lo yasuf mizaram. I don't know what the Rambam would tell you in practice about Tainus Esther fasting. It would be remarkable if he said, yeah, you should still fast. V'yimei HaPurim. But certainly the spirit of Tainus Esther will be alive and well. And this is exactly the Chakira that we said before. If it's just Midin Puranos, bad things happened. So then, when those bad things are reversed, they go away. Right? What do we say? What's the Pasuk in Zechariah? Tzoma Revi, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shvi, Tzoma Siri, Yela Beis Yehuda, L'Sason, L'Simcha. When the Bayis Shlishi is built, Hey Revi Amenu, so we'll have no need for Tisha B'Av. That which is rooted in Puranos will end with the termination of those Puranos. But that which is not rooted in Puranos fundamentally, but in Puranos averted, Jewish vulnerability doesn't go away. It remains part of our Toda'a L'Umit, our national consciousness. Even Lasid Lavol, we're supposed to remember, V'zichram lo yasuf mizaram, we're supposed to remember the days of Purim, what led to them, Esther's experience. That's forever. We're always supposed to remember the trajectory of Klal Yisrael's history. And to me, it is all the well. It is all the well. Because how much poorer would we be, even Lasid Lavol, if we didn't remember how vulnerable Klal Yisrael's history was? Could you imagine if there was a day, Lasid Lavol, Bacharis Hayamim, if everybody thought, walking around, you know, it was always cream and peaches. They always had it easy. It was just one big parade to redemption. Would that be doing anybody any favors? This is always going to be with us. And we always have to remember this. But today, in particular, we have to remember Leich Kenosis Kol Hayudim. You need to find a way to compromise. And when people are so sure of themselves that they know exactly what the right thing is to do, and give no credence whatsoever to the point of view of those who differ from them, who disagree with them, we're all in very deep trouble. And in that respect, we can really bring a crisis on ourselves. I think every responsible Rav in Eretz Yisrael, out of Eretz Yisrael, has to be sounding this note. I'm very honest with you. I have no idea what the future holds. You're unique in that, Ray. Many Talmidim are exposed to Rebbeim who claim to have deep secret insights that even the Rambam didn't have. The Rambam writes about redemption and eschatology. He says, Lo yeda adam dvarim elu eich sheyiu ad sheyiu. I assume that include me. And then the Rambam goes on to say, "V'gam l'chachamim eina kabbalah b'dvarim ha'ela." I hoped that would include me. I don't know, but as I said, what I do know is, if we can't get it together, the golden opportunity for which we waited 2,000 years will be lost. We can destroy for ourselves what the Egyptians and the Syrians and the Jordanians and the Iraqis couldn't destroy in 48, what the Egyptians, Syrians, and Jordanians couldn't destroy in 67, what the Egyptians and Syrians couldn't destroy in 73, what the terrorists of Black September couldn't destroy throughout the 1970s, starting with Munich, what the Lebanese and the PLO couldn't destroy in 1982, what the Iraqis couldn't destroy in the Gulf War, what Hamas couldn't achieve in the first and the second Intifada, what terrorism hasn't been able to achieve in the two decades hence, I promise you we could do it for them. It wouldn't be the first time. Me'az Yemos Mechiras Yosef, Chorban Bayis Rishon, which really was a product of the schism of Rechavam and Yeravam, which then led to the spiritual desiccation of Chal Yisrael. Bayis Sheni, obviously, with Sinas Chinam. And we imagine that people actually learn the lessons of history. That, too, is an illusion. It's almost hashgacha that at this moment of roiling national crisis and pirud, that we have an opportunity for a day that calls upon us to engage in deep cheshbon hanefesh, as all taniyos do, la'or halavavos liftoach derche atshuva, a day that calls for achdus, for leich kenosis kol yehudim, the day that calls for a profound sense of experiencing how vulnerable Jewish history has been and how fortunate in the relative sense we have been to have been born, all of us, when this golden opportunity was presented for Klal Yisrael. And as Esther came to appreciate her singular achrayas to Am Yisrael, Umi yodei in la'es kazos yigat l'malchus, none of us, not myself, not you, can escape the achrayas that history has presented us with. We were not the originators of this golden opportunity of Shivat Zion, but we are charged with its preservation. And its preservation requires the intuitive insight of Esther HaMalka, Leich Kenosis Kol Yehudim, to de-escalate recriminatory rhetoric, to strengthen the bonds of Avas Yisrael, and from that point of view, to engage in meaningful and far-reaching pshara, compromise, for the sake of the welfare of the greatest opportunity in national terms that our people have known in the millennia that have elapsed since the days of Mordechai and Esther themselves. To be a Purim Sameach.